Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. Hi, Burns.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm okay. Burns, let's start with a terrible tragedy at the University of Texas. There was a campus shooting there, and UT was commended for how it handled the event. Talk to me a little bit about how OSU would prepare for an emergency situation.
Well, first of all, Texas should be commended on this. And as you know, they had a terrible shooting there in 1966, where a guy got up in the tower and started shooting people. My wife actually was a student there at that time and witnessed that horror. And so this time, fortunately, no others were hurt but the shooter, who committed suicide, I guess. But at OSU, we take this very seriously. The safety of our people on campus is the number one priority. And so we have a state-of-the-art emergency operations center. It's headed by a veteran in crisis management, a fellow named Ron Hill. He would coordinate all the activities in the event of such a tragedy. Our police department would be the initial responder for many such emergencies. And we have a campus safety website that provides a wealth of information. And I think at the University of Texas, we discovered the power of Twitter. And we would also use Twitter, text and voice messages, as well as sirens, emails, and website, and many other methods to communicate. So while nothing's perfect, we've put everything in place we can think of. And, of course, that with individuals taking their own, taking responsibility and being prepared and being aware, hopefully we can avoid such a tragedy.
Burns, turning to other news, a big announcement, a huge contract, OSU and UML announcing that together with the Navy last week. This is big for OSU.
Well, it's big for the state of Oklahoma, and frankly, I think it's big for the country. It's a $44 million contract to test and design unmanned aerial systems for the Navy. You know, ConocoPhillips gave us their research center in Ponca City, and it is the home of the UML, which is the University Multispectral Labs. It's a national center focused on testing and implementation of defense, homeland security, energy, and intelligence systems. And here we are working with the federal government, the state of Oklahoma, in order to develop Oklahoma leaders and OSU as the unmanned aerial systems center of the world. Our students and researchers are going to be involved in this along with private companies. You know, last year, Kelly, we received a record $136 million in grants and contracts for the year ending in June, which was up 10% over the previous year. And so with this grant and others we expect, I think we'll be well over that as well. So this is right squarely within the land grant mission for OSU. It's a very important technology for America's defense, and we're very proud of our role in the unmanned aerial vehicle development.
Burns, you're a Louisiana boy. You're going to be making the trip down south for OSU's battle with Louisiana Lafayette on Friday.
I've been dreaming of crawfish for a week now, although that Texas A&M kind of diverted me for a while. But you bet, we're going to take on those raging Cajuns and have some good Creole cooking of our own.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.